Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to another episode. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. We got a very special freaking guest in the house.
Freaking.
He's back from the East Coast, ladies and gentlemen.
Every freaking guest and every...
I was shouting out the cuss right out the gate. That's all that was. But ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Detroit's own Mr. C.P.
Hey.
Hey, man, I'm happy to be here, man. I watch this stuff. This is one of my favorite podcasts from you guys. And y'all got like 8 of them. So, you know, first of all, y'all are the Tyler Perry of podcasts.
How many podcasts do you have now? You have like 4, right?
We have this... And then Squadcast. I have more to the story
more.
And then Squadcast.
Oof.
But I was trying to get one with my homie. My homie's a professor. Very, very
you gotta
intellectual
Zooming
guy.
With the Homies as a podcast, though.
Well, Zooming with the Homies. Yeah, and that is Zooming with the Homies is coming back. We're bringing that back next year, but this is going to be one episode per week.
Nice.
So we're going to just produce it through the week and then just release them. So we're going to take
a studio,
month.
Like live?
Yeah, here.
Like,
we're going to do it here.
And Zooming with the fans.
Yep, we're going to have it. But next year, we're also taking Damn Internet Too Scary on the road.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be dope.
My plan is to do Damn Internet Too Scary in one market, and then the next day in the next market, and then that Friday and Saturday do another market with my comedy show. So then I only have to go on road 1 week out of the month. So Wednesday it would be Austin, and then Thursday it would be Houston, and then Friday and Saturday would be Dallas, and I would do 4 shows, and then that whole week I just clean up.
I got a dope idea for y'all to start about. I'm gonna tell you after this.
Yeah, we talk about it, but yeah, that would be dope because we've been talking about taking it on the road for a while. Then COVID hit and couldn't do anything, but I wanted to do Zooming with the Homies on the road too, which still might be an option because Ty, hopefully, if she's still available, she's gonna be my feature. So it'd be me and her, and then 3 guests from that city. Which would still be dope.
Shout out to Ty, you probably have enough podcasts to do a podcast tour.
Honestly,
just have like 2 or 3 in one night.
We could do Damn Internet Too Scary Wednesday, Zoom with the Homies on Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday do the comedy show. Because you can always be the 3rd guest, and then we only got to find 2 people.
That sounds good. We clean up. Niggas get tired, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but that's why I'm only doing it once a month.
That's smart.
So it would be every 4th week of the month. So the other 3 weeks, I'm here to do acting, do auditions, supermarket suite, all of that type of shit.
I'm working though.
Yeah, I started with doing just the intro, and here's your host, Leslie Jones, but now I'm doing the commentary while they're running through the aisles.
Fire. Nice. Yeah. Fire. First of all, I told my managers when I got done with New York, I said, get me on the road, man. I'm ready. Man,
that road life.
I called them, hey man, look.
I was just playing.
I know what I said.
Man,
this shit is brutal.
It is so fucking hard. People don't like. I didn't even realize how taxing it is, especially because we were shooting a fucking food show in some of the cities while we're doing it. So we getting up at 7, be in lobby at 8 or 8:15 to have a 9 o'clock call at a location. We doing 3 locations a day. Getting back to the hotel around 2:30.
Kind of ridiculous.
And then me and Angel and Goos, our manager, we got to be back at the club at 5 to set up for our merch. And we sell shirts before the show.
I was there.
After the show. And then as a new crowd is coming in for the second show, we're doing the exact same thing. We're giving them all the energy. Hey, what's up, y'all? Come on over to the table. Whoop de whoop whoop. All of that shit. And then still got to perform and then sell shirts after that show.
Uh-uh.
And the niggas be like, yo, what we doing after the show? Not a motherfucking thing.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to sleep.
Yep,
my insomnia has been kicking my ass. My diverticulitis kicked back up. I've been going to sleep at like 4 in the morning. Stomach hurting. I can't get comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm sleeping on my side, back turning, tossing, turning. Bro, it's been hell. And we still got 2 months left.
Yeah.
2 fucking months left.
It stops after that. The new, next year it starts.
People got to understand, like, they starting to make me hate jokes a little bit. Like, I'll be like, man, look, dog.
Hate jokes?
Not like that, but it's like, man, they bleeding your boy of everything.
Listen, once you get to a certain point in your career, And we all over the place with this. We ain't even done the intro song. Y'all start throwing the topics for the genres.
Oh, we get the freestyle. Yeah. I get the freestyle too.
Yeah, get in there. So
so excited, man.
You get to a point where you like you know what you want your audience to be, which is why I've kind of separated myself from what is it? Roast Me. And people are like, yo, when are they coming out with a new Roast Me? I was like, obviously you haven't been watching the channel because Roast Me Battlegrounds has been going for almost a year and a half now.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, when you going back on Roast Me? Nigga, never. I am never going back on Roast Me. One, these niggas are different. Right?
It's
they are funny
too
as fuck.
Crazy.
These niggas are different. And it's, I don't want a part of it. That's number one. Number two, the energy around Roast Me is like the energy around being a member of the Migos. Like, niggas come at you super aggressive. Oh, you the nigga from the classroom shit. Boy, I'm about to roast your motherfucking ass. It's like,
it's
I don't
brutal.
I don't want that
it's brutal.
On our first interaction.
Oh, it's
like,
brutal. It's,
why you can't just come up like, yo, I like your work, B. You got to go straight to roast me, roll, hand all in my face, all that. Nigga, that's, no.
Can I be honest with you, too?
I don't want no more of that.
I love it. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because my problem with Roast Me is that I'm sick of roasting my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really, really tired of roasting people who I respect and roasting people who I really don't even feel that way about.
Yeah.
It gets hard. Roasting people and I see the deflation on their face.
Ooh, and it just seems mean.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, come
nigga,
on.
Nigga, right. I always think about that one episode, that Christmas episode, that these niggas went in on Brody for 5 minutes and I saw the life leave his body. Y'all niggas roasted 5 years off of that nigga's life.
But I'm going to tell you why.
I was like, throw in the towel!
But I remember like when I was in Chicago, we was filming Laugh Tracks,
mm-hmm.
and we did that in Chicago. And then, you know, Chicago niggas, man, bless their heart. You know, I'm standing outside smoking a joint after my set, and this dude was just like, what's up, man? You was funny. I'm like, that's what's up. Yeah, you the nigga from Roast Me. Yeah. You old big-eyed motherfucker.
Just like that.
And I'm like, man, I looked at him. And I was like, I do have time. And I was like, and I heard, I just destroyed this man.
Yes.
Boy, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nigga, like, I don't have no love for you at all.
Oh, now that I can do.
CP's that battle rapper that will battle you on the street.
Yeah. And I get it. I love it.
It's like I have the bars.
I feel like it's
kind of
like the NBA. It's a young man's sport. And you also get to a point where it's like, bro, like, I'm thinking about, when I get back to town, we got to film this show. All right, I got to do inventory. I need to see my sales to see what's selling in this city so I can make note of that for next year's tour, all of that type of shit. The last thing I want to do is, like, go in on, or not even go in, it's like, go back and forth with something I don't know that it's not about to further my career.
Mm.
Like, that's the thing. It keeps you sharp,
yeah,
but I also
mainly
stay sharp on stage.
Yeah, the way my Napoleon complex is set up.
At least you admit it.
This is perfect for me because if the NBA is a tall man's game, roasting is a little evil man's game.
No,
you know
for
what I'm
real,
saying?
Though.
And it's like, you know, sometimes I'd be like, I couldn't reach that one shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, for real, bro. It's I like that. But you know what's crazy is that I'm getting worried about, like, on the show I just did, I played a positive black man.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, dog, like, they love me for that.
Yeah.
And it's like, they don't even know about Roast Me yet. Hopefully, mm-hmm. they don't see it until after all the checks. Clear. You know what I'm saying?
Like, CP is kind of foul-mouthed.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I don't, you know, I worry.
Oh, they know. If they work with you closely on the set, they know who
they
the
know
fuck
now,
you
but,
are.
But I used it for so much good on set. I never Ooh. Was
Yeah,
good
but CP, this is what that means. It means you have range.
That's true.
He understood the assignment.
Yeah. He could go from positive to demon.
You're not the same person
quick
all the time.
Exactly.
That's what they're looking
for. He's a little demonic.
Yeah, man.
That's funny.
It's tight, though. I can't wait. Everybody wants to see you versus the new Atlanta people. And
oh,
it's like,
nigga. I would love to see CP.
Only one I want to see is K-Dub. That's it.
I was just saying, I would love to see CP and K-Dub.
There's
the way both of these niggas mind
work. Nav Green? Nah, G. I like Nav Green, too. But, nigga, you suck boiled eggs. Nigga.
I would also like to see him against Ronnie. Because I feel like he wouldn't hold punches
Ronnie
for Ronnie.
Who? Ronnie who?
Jordan.
Oh, nigga, that's my nigga, but come
I know,
on,
it'd be hard. Just, like,
every time I see him, I throw a couple at him.
I was watching him.
Ronnie, you don't want no smoke. Nav, you don't want no smoke. the other nigga, what's his name?
Tyler Chronicles.
Oh, that's my guy. No smoke.
that's my nigga.
That's the coolest thing about this Atlanta thing, because it's like, there is a lot of great new talent, but it's also just going to be new jokes, because there's new people, you know? Because obviously, when it's the same 10 people every single time.
Yeah.
It's funny because you guys are creative, but it's always good to have fresh blood, and we didn't, it, because of LA, it seems like we had exhausted a lot of the people. We kind of know who's good out there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's hard right now. It was very, very hard to find new talent during COVID. People were like, yo, where y'all bringing it back? It's like, yo, you gotta understand, we think the same way y'all think. We don't want to put the same people on the channel, or Pat doesn't want to put the same people on the channel, but it's hard to do casting calls when there's a fucking pandemic going on.
Right.
So, like, Battlegrounds was a way for us, for Pat, to continue the show,
mm-hmm.
but also, like, still be safe. So you got to give a little grace when you're working with something like that. But they're going. You guys still going to other cities, though, right? You're going to do.
Yeah, so basically the plan now. So, yeah, like Tahir said, Battlegrounds was literally designed because Roast Me had too many people for COVID regulations. So I basically had to break it down so that you guys weren't just like, where's Roast Me, period? And, you know, during a whole year where we just couldn't do it. So obviously Battlegrounds is kind of more audition-y, and it's harder because it's one-on-one. But now the plan is to go do a combine. Shout out to Ronnie Jordan for the suggestion. We're going to do a combine.
Ronnie Jordan suggested a combine?
Yeah, but like a roast me combine. Not
combine in general. Like,
not athletic. For roast
me. That nigga 40 times is 40 minutes.
You petty nigga. Listen.
Nigga said he suggested a combine. I bet he did.
You know what's crazy,
we
though?
We did it at Wendy's, and I swear it worked here.
One of the things, and I don't know if you, I don't know how you picked them, but I know when we did Your Mama, MTV's Your Mama, what they did, they lined all of us up. Well, they put all of us in a group,
mm-hmm.
and then they put five people on the wall out of the group. And they just let us go at it.
Yeah.
And
then for the auditions?
For the auditions. So when one person started bombing, they would pull that person out, replace them with somebody else,
yep.
and kind of do it like that. And that might be something that, and they filmed that, but they didn't air that on the thing. But that right there would mm-hmm. be a great open to the season.
So
and
that's,
you start
yeah.
thinking of it like 12 episodes type shit, like with the music show that they did with T.I., Cardi B, and Chance.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They showed the auditions and all of that shit and the prep and all that.
That's the American Idol angle. Because in American Idol, I personally didn't like it when everybody was good. I only watched them first few episodes when there was the hilarious people. So that's the approach I'm taking with this. Like, the Combine will be a recorded sort of American Idol where, you know, we can have guest celebrity judges, and we're basically trying to find it. This is going to be the Atlanta version, and that's going to feed into the new season, which we're going to shoot out in Atlanta. So it's going to give.
I don't think they're really ready, man.
It's cool because now you can see somebody from the audition and root for them all the way into the classroom, you know?
So we about to go on their turf.
I think it's dope. Yep. I think if you take the right people too, that's gonna be fucking fantastic. If he's available, if Boo is available, because mm-hmm. Boo held it down. I mean, Boo was Boo.
Boo became the crowd favorite.
But Boo is always the crowd favorite. Though, low key,
right.
He is either the crowd favorite or the underdog a lot of people are rooting. Yeah,
Boo gonna shoot.
He gonna shoot 100% of the time.
Yep. Love Boo.
It might not land all the time, but that nigga gonna shoot.
I think that here's the thing. I think that Boo did very well in the Battlegrounds because.
Yeah.
If you have a shooter, that's like saying put Rambo versus John Wick. It's like, well, Rambo got all these bullets and all these guns.
Rambo has so many bullets.
Right, it's like John Wick is better when he's hunting for a nigga. When you stay right here, it's like Rambo gonna fuck John Wick up. Mm-hmm. That don't mean he better than John Wick. It just mm-hmm. mean that he got more bullets. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but I feel like the classroom where you have to catch it and
the
be
rhythm.
Bold enough to jump in, and then when you jump in, if
another
that's
beast.
Whack. Now you don't want to jump in no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot to that.
Man,
listen,
scary.
MTM said Tahir has roasted me before. He said, I have baby doll hair. Nigga, you know you got baby doll hair.
Hilarious.
Another reason I kind of got away from the roasting is because when you start looking at the business aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
like, niggas love you for roasting. Niggas will, like, undoubtedly crown you as one of the kings of roasting, right?
Right.
But them same niggas won't pull up to your shows. Them mm-hmm. same niggas ain't gonna buy your t-shirts. Them same niggas ain't gonna buy them the tickets to the show. I start catering to a crowd that is more mature and has disposable income, is gonna support all of my efforts, not just one area of my efforts.
I agree.
And support it in ways that are just more than like, nigga, you dope. Because that matters. Like, when you are doing this professionally, like, CP is a dope roaster. But this nigga is an amazing actor. He's a fantastic comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to support in these other areas, then that roasting shit is cool for hood titles and accolades, but that shit ain't going to feed his family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I had to look at it like that, too. It's like, if I'm going to put effort into roasting, then it needs to equate to sales. If it's not, then I'm gonna put effort into these podcasts. I'm gonna put effort into these vlogs that I'm doing. I'm gonna put effort into the shit that the people are supporting monetarily want to see. And women don't really give a fuck about you roasting all day. It might be funny. They watching what they want.
It's like good marketing.
Like yeah.
It's like but good it's commercials. Like,
you know, it was great for a springboard.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make a living off of that shit.
Women don't really like a sharp tongue nigga.
Not unless they pay defending attention. Them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They don't.
I disagree.
Really?
Sharp tongue?
Well, you know, I know. You know what I'm saying? They don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they like a more laid back type of dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, I'm type of nigga that's like, I'm gonna say this. You have to know when to pivot too off the roast and shit. I think that's very important. I think that, you know, you become a one trick pony when you let these people celebrate you for something that you know is only a dimension of your arsenal.
Only one lane.
So I don't let people gas me. People are like, you the best. I'm like, I don't give a fuck because there's nothing you could do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't afford anything when I was roasting. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's not that. But the thought process that goes into my roasting, I've only wrote a couple of times, right? I know I wrote on Battleground. I never wrote in the classroom ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wrote on Battlegrounds because I have 4 episodes to do in that day.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, I got to.
Don't want to say the same thing.
Exactly.
You want to make it fresh.
I don't know who.
And you make it more personal when you write and you know who you're facing that day.
But when I tell you I had grown-ass thugs calling me like, man, I'm so disappointed. I saw you reading off your phone, man. You ain't one of them, nigga. I'm like, fam.
Oh, really? That's
they don't understand block shooting.
Yeah.
Most people will never understand block shooting. Like, we were doing block shooting with Squadcast and doing 4 episodes a day, and we bring the shirts to change. And Kev was like, why? We're shooting all of this the same day. There, I've lifted the curtain. I've lifted the veil. Y'all know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they only see it once a week, so they be like, oh, this nigga wearing the same shirt he wore from last week. Listen.
That's funny.
Y'all would be amazed at the shit that happens in post. Like, all the ADR I'm doing for Supermarket Suite, the episodes are shot. I'm not in the store with them, on set with them. These episodes are shot. Yeah. Leslie has already laid her shit. I'm coming in after the fact at a whole different studio and laying down ADR. I'm laying down my vocals on something.
I'm still doing ADR right now. I got some tomorrow.
Man, me too. Yeah. I got to do ADR tomorrow.
The process is so long. It's so long.
It's longer.
One episode
than
is
anything.
2 hours. One episode is just 2 hours of talking, and I got to do 2 episodes tomorrow and then the next Tuesday and the next Tuesday because we got like a 12-day stretch on the road, so I got to be able to miss that week. But man, like, post-production and movie magic, all that
shit
is just...
Post.
I love watching Netflix movies and shit like that, and then hearing when somebody's talking like, yeah, and I can't believe he did that. Why would he do that? And then you like, oh, ADR.
They punched him right
there. Or anytime their head is turned.
Yes.
And a good-ass line come out. Like, nigga, you said that with your back to the camera?
Right.
No, you didn't.
You know what happened. You know what happened.
Well, I mean, a lot of times it's too loud on set.
70 to 80% of sound that's recorded on set isn't used. Most of everything is ADR.
Really?
Which is wild.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're in so many different environments, and, like, if you get one car go by, you ruin that take.
Ah,
they
got to
do ADR.
Right.
And it's just they have the technology now that they can make it look so good. Yeah. That, like, you might as well get the crisp lines as you can.
My first ADR was for Insecure. Mm-hmm. And we shot a lot of outside.
Any outdoor stuff? Always
But this one, I think, might have been an outdoor one, but I can't remember. But yeah, it was one of the ones with my back was turned. So,
you know, the Wolverine clip that went viral where he was in
the
booth and he was running through the forest getting all these things, but Hugh Jackman was just in a booth like, and I'm like, you couldn't get that on set?
I mean, on set, he's got to think about doing all that. And if you're just acting in line, you got to run here, slash here, do all this, and then you got to make all these sound effects too. That's a lot to do.
So, yeah, I got
to
hit all
not
your marks.
To mention, what are the things we ran into? We had a camp. Episode and cicadas.
Oh,
what can they do?
You're in the woods. You
nothing.
Can't do anything.
Fam, I heard my first. I heard my first gang of cicadas this year.
Yeah,
in Palm Springs. I was like,
you talk about a boys' choir. That's the goddamn boys' choir, right?
I thought that was electricity growing up.
Mm-mm.
Yo, listen, we got to do this fucking. We got to do this.
Let's get it.
This song. We didn't get any. They didn't put any. Whatchamacallit's in. And we ain't done, I ain't done not one ad or nothing. I just saw somebody say transition.
Shout out to the C-peeps.
Hey, man. So we gotta get the...
jump the ad and then we'll do the song.
Okay. So let me just... I'm just going to jump into this ad, guys. Y'all just going to have to take this.
No transition.
Because,
no transition.
we running out of time and the holidays are almost here.
Yep.
And people are always like scrimmaging at the last minute for for gift ideas, and people are like,
I'm doing it now.
Should I get cologne or perfume and all that type of stuff? Let me tell you something. This is exactly what you should get. All right, everything today is dope stuff, and you guys should really think about this and get this right now. You can do the colognes, you do the gift sets, you can do gift cards and all of that type of stuff, but that's stuff that people are going to use, and then it's going to be gone, okay? If you really want something that's going to last the test of time, something that's going to be with people forever, I encourage everyone to look into Paint Your Life, okay? Paint Your Life is amazing. You can take one picture, right? Send it in to them, and they will hand paint this picture from a list of artists. They have an amazing lineup of artists that will hand paint these artists.
Fine artists.
These pictures. And when I tell you, it looks amazing. And you work with the artists every step of the way to make sure every detail is perfect. We have a picture in our house, Farron and I, when we went to this dinner in Blanc, and we're wearing all white, and I'm holding myself. We look so fucking regal. And every time somebody comes over our house for the first time, they're like, oh my God, where did y'all get this done? They
right
don't even
the
realize it's a hand painted picture at first until they get close. But oh, this is a painting.
This isn't a photo.
This is a painting. And not only that, you could take a picture, like say you and your wife, right? And let's say that you wanted your grandfather in it, but you don't have any pictures with your grandfather. You take a picture of your grandfather, they will place that picture in the portrait.
The original photo
shot. The original photo
with your hands.
So it's one of those things where it's a constant talk piece, it's something that people will keep forever. You work with the artist from beginning to end, so every detail is in there is something that you okay. And I know y'all thinking like, oh, man, I can't spend that much. It's not that expensive, guys. You would be surprised at what you would pay for something like this.
Super fire.
You would get a professional hand-painted portrait created from a photo, or you can get people are getting pets in them. Like, people look at pets like parts of their family.
Of course.
Get the pets in them. Dude, it is amazing. And it's fast. You get the portrait in as little as 2 weeks. So you got an ample amount of time to do this before the holidays there. And this is a gift that will be cherished for life. It's meaningful. It's personal.
It's forever.
It's a forever gift. And you don't have a lot of those type of things. So right now at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded. Guaranteed. And right now is a limited time offer. Get 20% off your painting.
Do it.
Did you hear me?
Do it.
20% off your painting. That's right. 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word internet to 64,000. That's internet to 64,000.
Yeah.
Text the word internet to 64,000. Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter most.
I didn't even do any notes. You said that you can work really closely with the artist.
Oh, yeah.
I had no notes. I just gave a photo of my family with my grandma, and they hit me up, and they said, you want to switch the background? Because it was just in the living room. And they're like, you want to switch the background? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my only... And then they just put blue in the back, and it's above my fireplace.
That's exactly what they did for me. They was like, hey, we got this Ferris wheel in the background. Do you want it to be plain? And I was like, yeah, just make it plain. Put the sun right here, all that type of stuff. Bro, I fucking love this picture.
That's dope, man.
It's really so dope.
And it's forever.
Well, and because how many times do you get like photos that you take digitally printed?
That,
like, most people don't do that at all.
It's just you take photos for the gram.
Yeah, and you be like, oh, I got this picture in my phone, but you never
see it again.
You print
Never
this out,
it
you send
again.
It to them, and now you have something forever, bro.
Not to mention, like, you know, girls out here sending nudes. Like, don't send me
a painted
nude?
A painted nude?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'd be
like,
fire.
You want to stand out? You want to be somebody's wife?
Regal? A regal nude? Oh, I'm here
for
the
picture
regal
of him
nudes.
In his life, and he's holding himself. I wanted to let you finish the whole thing, but I'm like, why would you have to say that kind of terminology where you're holding yourself?
I just got my hand on my
chest. Yeah, there you go. Say that. But holding yourself is like...
He's holding his cup.
My other hand was on my dick.
I was holding myself.
All right, so with the intro, CP...
Wait. Freestyle jingle.
That's
ready?
What I'm saying. With the intro... Oh, go ahead.
Hey, y'all ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Paint your life.
Come on.
Paint you with your husband or wife. Paint your life.
Woo! Yeah.
Get a paint that's hella nice.
Ho! Bah, 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 bah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just a little musical warm up.
We do that now. That's the thing we do now.
Jingles.
Obviously. Yeah.
Jump in on the other jingles.
So with the intro, we try to rhyme anything with scary. Like, damn, internet, you scary. Hereditary. Transitionary, non-binary, whatever you could do, Harry, Mary, Larry.
You're kind of wasting all. Those are all my ones. I was.
Oh wait, but remember the challenge element. Now we have to try to incorporate one of these words.
Yes.
Remember.
All right.
So which one is it? Dysentery.
Dysentery or hereditary?
Where did that come from?
We never did hereditary.
Never
you
did
say that every time. So let's do hereditary.
Okay, there it is. And we're just gonna go. with the old hip hoppy. I got this beat right here, and it's from this rapper named Mac. Shout out to Mac. Just got out of jail.
Shout out to Mac. Man, out of jail,
for No Limit. Just a dope lyricist, man. I fucking love Mac, and I'm so excited.
He was on No Limit?
Yeah. He was one of the dopest lyricists on No Limit.
I was listening to Fiend when I was out of time.
Nigga.
Over here. Yeah, you know
That's my nigga.
Streets Ain't Safe. That's my favorite
song. So, I'm going to do the beat. Pat, take lead. And then CP, hop in with it wherever you can.
And the word we have to use is?
Just try to rhyme. In, damn,
no, I'm saying, but is
the challenge is hereditary.
Hereditary.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Or should we get a different one?
No, no, both I like both of them.
No, okay. I'm saying, like, should we have a different, or should we both put it in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you should do hereditary.
Okay, and do dysentery.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah! It's aggressive, Pat. Bum, bum, ba-dum. We on the internet today. Come on.
Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, turn my snare up.
You're doing a beat like that? I thought you were going to play a Max beat. Okay, there it is. Okay.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. The internet is so scary. Ba-dum, I just got here from America. Bum, bum, bum. Laziness is hereditary because I got it from my father. His name is Gary. Hey, internet is scary. I went on the website to look at my nigga Larry. Looked up some cheats for Legend of the Zelda, and I learned that their nigga has a fairy. Hey, hey, every day I get a little bit more aggressive. Learn the lesson, hey. About to pass it to my nigga CP. He's a frog from the swamp. Hey,
thank you, Auntie Pat. I just hear it. Damn internet, you was scary.
Hey,
scarier than the nigga Terry. And he just heard you was dysentery.
Dysentery.
And he ain't having it. It's finna carry.
Boo boo.
A pistol to your fucking Mary. Go round. When I go round, niggas know it's finna go down.
Aggressive.
Finna give it to Tahir, but first,
hey.
Cause this nigga know that he the worst. But he made the beat and that shit hurt. Cause his teeth look like these asserts. Like some suck don't search or some Tic Tacs. Give me motherfucking, get the big bag. Get the big bag of ribs in the big shack. In the motherfucking shack with the boss.
Hereditary.
With the sauce. Yeah. I'm a boss. What it costs. I'ma pay.
Dysentery.
I'ma play it. Say it, dysentery, but I'ma say it. I said, Terry, it's scary. The only thing that's scarier than Terry is when he find out that you dysentery.
Hey, dysentery. Dysentery till he got dysentery.
I caught a lot of strays in that. And I
thought you were going to pass it to Tahir.
I was like, oh, okay. He did say he was going to pass it, but I was like, I heard you start
the beat. I was like, oh, we doing, that, like, doing this again? We used to do that. That was advanced.
Yeah, that was
we used to pass the beat and both rap.
What?
It was a lot. And that was just me and him. We would just go back.
Yeah, yeah, y'all do that with company, man. That's like you do it playing Mario with your little brother all day. Like, you know what, man? That's rap and make beats, man. You do that when your motherfucking cousin come up. You gotta be like, I don't know what he's talking about. We don't do that. He's lying. We never do that.
I said, what the Oregon Trail? Shout out to Sherry Boys, man. Sherry Boys pulled up on the More Mind Link Up, man. She will always ever be one of my favorite people because she pulled up and
who
she
that?
Came our way. Sherry Boys. She's in the More Mind, too.
Hey, Sherry should have been a rhyming word.
Sherry will be in the rhyming word next week.
Sherry. Forget Mary.
We're going to be with Sherry. Sherry Bonds.
Hey, Sherry Bonds.
And Sherry doesn't drink, but she said when we do the Damn Internet You Scary trip, when we gonna go somewhere tropical, when we go there, she said she's gonna have a drink. Something like that.
See, tell her to practice first. Nobody got time to be dragging Sherry's ass around. Come on, Sherry. Come on, Sherry. Come on, you gotta practice with a shot a week. Don't fucking pull up and then you fucked up and now you fucking trip up, Sherry. Start practicing.
We gotta hold her hand like, oh, this motherfucker Sherry. Oh, God. Drunk.
Damn, Hennessy, you
ain't,
Sherry.
Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't damn, nothing Hennessy. Worse than a goddamn drunk.
For real.
All right, so. CP's here.
Mm-hmm.
Every time CP's on the podcast or just when we talk to him, it seems like CP has like a love for like deep conspiracies. You have like a lot of cool, weird interests.
So my
like
thing
we were just talking
that,
about whales.
Yeah, I have like anything that requires like information or thought, I'm fucking with that. I think that's like the nerd in me wants to know about the art environment and the shit that's in it, man, mm-hmm. or what they're not telling us. I'm really, really focused on what they're not telling us.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I feel like one of my goals, it may sound funny, but I don't know how I thought I was going to do it. I wanted to get really, really famous and then have Barack Obama invite me to the White House, which I know is not going to happen now. And then he walked me in the basement like, here's all the secrets. And I'm like, oh, shit. But
just you? Just because, like, you know what?
Well, like me. You know what? You're cool, CP. Famous guys like me, Jay.
You're a cool
one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, oh, crap, CP, you're cool. You know? You're cool, you know? But that's not, you know, like, I just want to.
Do you think you could take it?
Yes. Yes, I do. Because,
like, you would just be able, because we couldn't do anything about most of this. So you would just have to keep living and just decide if you're going to tell every single person you come into interaction with.
If you watch my comedy, I've already begun to start doing high concept stuff.
But that's your thoughts, right, exactly. Not like this so that is means confirmed.
That, but I feel like I'm already thinking ahead of a lot of people. And I feel like something like that will validate how weird my mind works. Like, oh.
Not only that, but it also, I mean, it's kind of like with a comic, you can't, or entertainment and artists in general, like, you can't perfectly explain everything that's going on in your mind.
Right.
So a lot of shit you just keep to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you find a creative outlet, you put it on Instagram, TikTok, something like that. But
and a watered-down version yeah, from what was in your brain. Yeah.
Right? So it would be really no different from that. You got this information, you can't share it, so you just hold
on. But isn't it different when it's validated? Because remember, forever we were like, there's aliens. There's right. aliens. I'm mm-hmm. sure there's aliens. And right. then during the pandemic, the government was like, yep. And we were just like,
what if you're just like super disappointed though, and you're like, this isn't even worth the share?
But see, that's the thing though.
I don't think that's the case. Barack Obama aged 30 years.
Yeah, he did. No, he knew some shit. He went from like your mom's secret boyfriend to like nursing home patient of the year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they only gave him chapters 1-3 of the secret book on the first presidency. You don't get all the chapters
until your president. He got a few years back when he left, though. He got a few years back.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You think they give you more after your second, like, when you win the second election? Cool 4 years, bro.
Who's the guy that knows all of it, though? Because there's people who tell the president everything, but who tells them everything?
The guy who's going to never get unelected. CIA. Like, the guy who's going to be there forever. The guy who's been there through all the presidents.
Someone who does not have an election, period.
It's the nigga who runs the CIA. Because the CIA be running shit that the White House doesn't know about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they be like, the president needs to know worry about. The budget is
Well, he's really
crazy.
Just the face. Like, right. Like he's the guy signing everything. But, like, if you think of the government as a whole, it's like a whole system. You know what I mean? Like, he's really just like the face, but if you think about like all the real decisions, it's probably a private family, like, you know what I mean?
Like, child, some shit like that.
Those seven families that run everything. Like, I don't even want to talk about them because I feel like this podcast will be put on a list.
Oh, you know they kids from ADD. But look, hold on.
We get blacks, this is like, why the fuck does this episode only have 8 views?
Right.
The fuck is going on?
But it's 3 things that I feel like I need to know about that I feel like the government isn't telling us. And they're simple. They're things that we already kind of understand, right? And that's the ocean, ghosts.
Yeah.
And, well, you said aliens. But more or less, like, the fact that they've been walking around us the whole time, whatever. Like,
tall grays, man.
Tall grays. The whites. You heard about the whites?
Is that different? That might be the same thing, right?
No.
The pale white looking dudes.
Tall, pale whites.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
I thought like the grays was like their outfits, like the gray motherfuckers be having that.
No, you might gray skin. I think it's
you
like
might
alien,
be right
like
because
the
there's a
species of the small gray ones with the giant eyes, and then there's a species they say that looks like pale white people that are walking around our naval bases right now.
Right, but see, here's the thing though. So they said that there was a guy in early government, like probably like around like the JFK times, not early government, but like back in the day, who was an alien who brought this suit. And the suit had, like, no seams. They didn't know how he put it on, but it was impenetrable. And they studied this, and they said, like, this was years ago. And they said, just think, they're probably making presidents suits out of this stuff right now.
Bulletproof protection.
Yeah, like, it's like it was a material that is like, and you know how they come out with, like.
I don't think that.
Put it like this, though.
I mean, nobody's been shot yet.
Every now and then, they come out with that shit where it's like, the new copper fit things that you put on, you're like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Well.
Science?
Yeah, right, I mean, but science,
we're making chemicals all the time.
Well, I mean, I say this all the time. There's that video of a Canadian minister of defense, or I forget what this guy was, but he went on CNN or like he went on TV and confirmed aliens. We did that a long time ago. But the scary part was it wasn't just as simple as like, are aliens real? Yes. It was like, yes, and there's like 13 species we've been dealing with throughout time, and we've been trading our resources for technology. And it kind of just like he started listing the species, like these are the reptilians, these are the ones that look like white people, these are the small ones with the big eyes that everybody describes when they get abducted. And that was surreal because it was just like, okay, I was ready for a yes, but not the specifics.
Let me tell you something. I don't understand how humans created jet engines. I don't do it. I don't understand. Jet engines. I don't understand it. How this fucking thing that's the size of this table, possibly, right?
Yeah. Keeps the plane up.
Keeps a fucking plane up, which is the size of a ship, right? I don't understand. I don't understand keys and locks, nigga. I still don't understand.
That's still how the very amazing.
Roll the rules from the keys. Push up these things and just. Open it.
I understand them. I don't understand how we got to that point. Like, who thought of all of these things
Where was the bump? Okay, for example, Hollow Earth Theory.
Yeah.
Right?
And how are they all different?
B, yeah.
Right? Like, everything has to do, if you notice.
I love that conspiracy theory.
46B?
I try to, like, I'm open to all of them. I'll watch a Bigfoot documentary, even if I think it's ridiculous, because I just like thinking how, knowing what
people
think.
Isn't that the most intricate and the most believable, even though it's so crazy? Then you think about shit
like
this. Oh, break it down to you. I'm glad you asked. First of all, Organism 46B is the quote-unquote the squid monster, right? But then you look at every single alien that's ever been depicted in any kind of media from Independence Day to, I mean, like every alien is some kind of cephalopod, right? Then you look at Predator, right? Mm-hmm. Cephalopod. Not only was it a cephalopod, but it could disappear. It could change the skin texture. And that's what cephalopods do. In real life. But then you have one that's like the king one that can make like toxic water in like 150 feet around it that can control, it can make its body into you. Mm-hmm. Like all of this shit that we've seen in the movies, it's like, where is that coming from? Where is the idea? These writers don't know each other.
It's inspired. Yeah. It's inspired by real stuff.
Same thing with like old medieval stories about like dragons. Like who's the first one to think of a dragon, and what did they see?
And why did they all see dragons?
Yeah. Why are they now all consistent? Like why did we think of these things, and why are they? There's some consistency over these like mythological creatures. Who saw it first?
Organism 46B, and then you think about Kraken. Right. Like, I hate the fact that it feel like aliens know when we're dumb, so they come around like, you don't even have a word to describe me, bitch. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, Kraken. Ha! Who's going to believe you? You know what I'm saying? Like, but think about that, though. It's like, these old tales, Bigfoots and, Megalodons and shit like that. It's like...
Loch Ness Monster.
These all of that type real.
Or even, like, the if you guys have heard of the Nazca Lines... They're basically, in South America, there are lines that are huge, giant murals they've done of these line architecture, like artwork, if you look it up, that you can only see from space.
Right.
You can only see what it is from space. Like, from the ground, you wouldn't know what it is.
What is it called? What is it called?
The Nazca Lines.
N-A-S-C-A?
N-A-Z.
Yeah, we got an A-Z. Mexico, they had no S's back then.
Okay, all right.
Everything is, you know.
Like, they built these things thousands of years ago before you could see what they were from the air.
That's crazy.
Right.
So it's like, who are they building these for to see?
Exactly.
Why are ancient civilizations...
Stop what you're doing. Pause this video. Look up Nazca Lines. N-A-Z-C-A-L-I-N-E-S.
But it's also like, why are there ancient photos of people in astronaut suits?
Exactly.
And spaceships and planes.
I don't understand.
And maps of the stars.
How much of this is human intuition and like just coming up with great ideas, and how much of this is... like alien evolved.
I think most of it, because most art is inspired by something. You know what I mean? If you, the first person to paint shadows and stuff like that, probably saw the sun making shadows. You know what I mean? Like it's always derived from something. That's where inspiration comes from. So it's weird to think of like a caveman just be like, man, I want to just put a nigga in a suit, you know? And then fast forward thousands of years, it's like that's what the suit looked. Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah. But it also makes you think like, they would like us to believe that we're the first civilization with all of this technology. But if you look at, like, the streets of Egypt, right, and the pyramids of Giza, if you look at it from a top view, it's a circuit board. Literally, the whole city is on a circuit board.
That's fucked up.
Have you ever heard that?
I actually just thought about that. It kind
of
looks like
that. The aerial view of a lot of these ancient civilizations is very interesting to look at the way they structured, like, even the way the Aztecs structured their cities. Like, they had huge, vast cities that were so advanced and that. And it's just like, where did they get all of this?
And then put circuit chip or microchip, circuit board.
Okay.
I never thought of that. It does look kind of like that.
Like, they say that, like, if you take, like, a microchip.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yep. Conductor. Fucking, I mean, it's like, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Look at that. Crazy. What's crazy is how far technology has advanced in this small amount of time. I mean, for humans to be such a, like, fairly new species. Like, we're fairly new.
We've been told that,
I mean, compared
to
the dinosaurs, we've been on this earth like this, this long.
But, like,
but we've been told that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
But where technology is now, like, right now, take Current, for instance, right? Current is a technology company that offers banking options, right? This is something that you could sign up online for, all right? You don't have to worry about all the crazy fees, all of that, the overheads and all that type of stuff. They have no physical location,
you
have access to over 40,000 in-network all-point ATMs all across the USS. All right? They help you with helpful spending insights and notifications to track when and where you're spending. It's easy to create a savings goal, including the ability to round up purchases and save extra change. So you know how you got a couple different companies that do save the change, all that type of stuff. You can do that here. All right? You get direct deposits up to 2 days early. And I know a lot of times you think about a bank account and all that type of stuff. You got to go in. It's going to take 30, 40 minutes of time. This is less than 10 minutes. Less than 5 minutes, okay? It is amazing. And right now, for a limited time, we've partnered with Current to give away $1,000. That's right, $1,000. We're going to pick four winners to win $250 a piece from this show.
Yeah.
All you have to do is download the Current app and enter our code DIYS and sign up for a chance to win, all right?
Y'all want $1,000?
That's DIYS during your sign up. Winners will be awarded soon, so don't wait. Do it now. Get the Current app, or you can visit current.com/DIYS for full terms and conditions. Listen, this is something different. This is something new. I talked when we did the on board call for Current. I was like, they were telling me everything, all the benefits. They got two different. You can sign up for the basic, you can sign up for the premium. With the premium, you get the advanced day direct deposits where you can get it like 2 days earlier. You get up to $100 overdraft fee protection. You get a debit card. You can design it with your own design on it. It's amazing. Like, I've never been a fan of, like, traditional banking institutions because they're all for profit.
Right.
That's why they hit you with all of the transaction fees. That's why they hit you with all of the fees for the overdrafts and all of that type of stuff. It's ridiculous. Why am I paying to get my own money?
Right.
Why you charge me all this stuff? You know my money's coming.
Tell them.
Let's get out of that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Current right now. See the difference that you can make. they blew up. They blew up in terms of, like, members in a very short amount of time. So I encourage you guys right now, if you were thinking about switching your institutions or you don't have an institution right now, look into Current. See what they're offering. You guys will not regret it. And you get a chance to win $250 of a $1,000 prize. We'll announce a full winner. So go ahead and check that out right now.
You know what you just did, bro? That's exactly what happens when I'm looking up conspiracy theories online. A fucking pop-up pops up in this view. And it's like, Current, this is a bank. I mean, I was looking at fucking dinosaurs.
He had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you doing an ad right now?
He's like, yeah. Bro, we're talking about some deep shit. This is can you imagine a nigga doing an ad in the middle of church?
Yeah.
I'm out of nowhere.
I would be said nigga.
Do you like other Bibles? Because I'm going to tell you what. There's a place. You're like, what the fuck's going on? Now, hold on. Like, dinosaurs look like dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And we can admit that dinosaurs were here.
Mm-hmm.
And we call them dinosaurs because our fourth grade teacher told us to.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's like, what the fuck?
You think dinosaurs might have been dragons?
Dinosaurs, I think, are the dragons.
There's definitely a similarity.
Mm-hmm. I never connected those.
You know, it's crazy how much stuff that we are told from youth and taught to believe, like Thanksgiving.
And how much of that's
untrue? That is still in the curriculum. It's so crazy that you can just grow up and be like, by the way, that wasn't true.
Like, did we ever give a fuck?
We're doing this on a very specific day, because today is Columbus Day /
But only white people today care about that. We just care about the macaroni and cheese. I don't even go to church.
It's not even that, though. It's the fact that it's like you get out of school and you're like, y'all really spent time teaching
basically
me that.
It's not even a... rewriting of history. So
rewriting
of
history.
Exactly.
And if they can do that.
And that's the thing. Like, it's not even about the caring about it or going to church, it's y'all tested us on this.
Yeah.
You made sure we retained this information. So when we learned the truth, it was like, no, this can't be. Yeah. This can't be because we were taught. Because
yeah. As a kid, you're taught.
It's rewiring.
Like, when information comes at you and it's opposing to what you already know, you're immediately going to assume that's false
right.
because of what you already know. It's right. a defense mechanism that we have a mental.
But like, think about it. It's like a factory. They're like, it's literally like putting kids through this institution to just literally cover up what
the
happened
dirty secrets of
and make it seem like we were just like literally like they taught me that some white dude jumped off the boat, dapped it up with a bunch of Native Americans,
buried
and had dinner. And I was literally like in second grade, we had plays. I had to dress up as an Indian.
How many times
from
have you
India?
Drawn the turkey with your hand?
Oh my God!
You know what I'm saying? Like all of this shit.
But that's still a turkey, though. What the fuck turkey got to do with Indian?
Well, I mean, it's a symbol.
I can imagine the
there were no turkeys.
What?
Turkey would, first of all, this dinner that we were talking about, the dinner that we're talking about did not happen like that. But also, they didn't even really eat turkey like that.
What?
This was literally just all random stuff.
We eat that big, dry, fucking
evil-ass to sell turkeys.
Just like the Got Milk campaign is just to sell milk.
But at least it's Got Milk. Like they could have got turkey.
Yeah, but the whole cow stronger stuff.
Bro, start a fucking Turk filet and let me go there.
I would absolutely go to a Turk filet.
Turkey
nuggets? How have we not had turkey nuggets by this time?
It ain't no fucking fake-ass holiday Turk filet. Open on Sunday.
Wait.
It would have by now because turkey. I feel like only sells around Thanksgiving. And
yeah, why?
All year
why is chicken the only thing that gets nuggets? Yeah, we can have brisket nuggets, rib nuggets.
We can have eagle nuggets,
rib nuggets,
eagle nuggets.
I'm not trying to eat no
parrot
eagle nuggets.
Sparrow nuggets.
Okay, parrot nuggets. Was,
oh man,
you're gross.
What do you mean?
It's probably gamey.
Delicious.
Probably gamey.
What?
Too.
Probably some deep fried voice box. One of them motherfuckers.
Hilarious voice box.
Hey, deep fried voice box.
I'm not doing this shit with you.
Y'all trying to do some conspiracies?
Yes.
Let's go.
CP's here. I want to do some conspiracies.
Let's go.
Can we stay ad free?
Do we, nobody
coming at
where? Oh, perfect. Okay, because we're gonna go a little long. We started a little late, and we didn't do ads for like 30 minutes.
Any more ads coming?
I got two more. So okay. I'm gonna slide
them
in.
Can you just tap me? I'm not.
I might if possible. If you and the Scary Squad is down with it, I might have to go at 4 for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
For a call that I
know
said
we
I would
break.
Do. I thought
I
we'd be done.
One.
but listen to this. I got 3 crazy ass stories, and only one of them is false.
Ooh.
So I'm going to tell you guys all of them. We're going to talk about all of them, and then you guys have to guess which one is not true, but they're all like, what? Okay? Y'all ready?
This fall. Go ahead.
Okay. The first two is the theme is crystal. This first one is literally called Aquaman crystals. Okay? So, scientists think that there is something called an Aquaman crystal that can support underwater breathing. Okay? Let's get into it. There are things called Aquaman crystals, and this can potentially give you the ability to breathe underwater. Researchers at University of Southern Denmark have developed a crystalline material that absorbs high concentrations of oxygen like a sponge. And just a handful of the material can pull all of the oxygen from a room. So, first of all,
that's scary as fuck.
Can you imagine? Throw 2 crystal dice in the room and suffocate everybody in that
thing. And you're like, dude, if they weaponize that and just drop it on the city.
Oh, you know that's next. Once it's discovery, then weaponized, then public use. That's literally like the order. But it says
COVID crystals?
It says that the researchers say that the crystals are capable of extracting oxygen from water also. Then the oxygen is then stored for later use. So it can be thrown into a room, like you said, takes all the oxygen out of a room. But if you do that in water, it can take all of the oxygen out of water.
That's Damp Red. I've seen a commercial for Damp Red.
Stupid. Stupid as hell.
I think this one might be false. Can we guess?
No, wait. Let me say the whole thing. Okay, so when the material is saturated with oxygen, it can be compared to an oxygen tank containing pure oxygen under pressure. The difference is that this material can hold 3 times as much oxygen as the material. So when the crystals are exposed to heat or areas with low levels of oxygen, the crystals are able to release their stored oxygen. So it basically has it on reserve. They said that the release, in this release, that researchers are investigating whether this oxygen release can be light activated as well. So while researchers still have their work cut out for them when it comes to turning these crystals into an underwater breathing apparatus, the possibilities are amazing. In addition to benefits for the dive community, these Aquaman crystals also have the potential to replace air tanks used by cancer patients to sustain breathing. So that's probably the better reason for it.
Until the cancer patients want to leave.
I feel like it can't be a super fast thing, too, I don't think. Like, if you threw the rocks in the room, it wouldn't be the oxygen's gone like that. Mm-hmm. It's probably going through a process that breaks it down.
Right, but that's because I'm thinking that... Okay,
but you could probably accelerate that if you know how to do it.
Yeah, you throw four of them in that bitch, it's a different story. Yeah. However, oxygen is an element.
Yeah.
Water is a compound element.
It's hydrogen.
You can probably do and undo all that stuff.
If you take the oxygen out of the water, you just have hydrogen now.
There's probably bubbles that would come up. That'd be the release of the hydrogen would be in a form of air, which would be a bubble.
Right. I feel like the oxygen is heavier than the hydrogen. That's what makes the water. You take the oxygen out, it's just gas.
Yeah.
No. Damn.
I feel that. Okay. So that's story one.
Story one.
Story two. Potentially, there may be. So you guys know the Bermuda Triangle, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Devil's Triangle. So obviously, planes, boats, all these disappearances, all this supernatural. Folklore around this. Now they're saying that now that we have the technology to really like go in there and explore, scientists may have found a crystal pyramid underneath. So basically, just to prep you guys, pyramids are weird because a bunch of ancient civilizations that had no contact with each other for some reason all made pyramids.
At the same time.
Yeah. Same time, also different times, but like same time period, they had no contact with each other. For some reason, they all felt the need to build a pyramid, and it was always religiously based. It wasn't like a building or something like that, right? And they even went a step further to be like, okay, the pyramids of Giza, most pyramids that were built that are huge and still around are also specifically aligned with star formations. You know, like the pyramids of Giza are right in line with specific stars. Mm-hmm. There's even pyramids Stonehenge is even connected to a star
like
cluster.
The Aztec pyramids in there,
Mexico.
Like, yeah.
Right. So, how the hell did they just walk around and be like, okay, here? You know what I mean? First of all, that's the big thing. And then the second thing is like, why pyramids? And then three, why are there like other unknown pyramids? Like, there have been aerial footage that scientists have found that found pyramids in Antarctica.
Antarctica, yep.
And Buzz Aldrin, the dude who was second on the moon, had some random trip to Antarctica is my favorite conspiracy theory.
This is
Hollow Earth theory,
right?
Hollow Earth, no. There's a that's my favorite conspiracy theory. And Antarctica, the fact that Nazis went there for some reason and no one knows why, and there's just all this weird stuff.
They found a tropical island.
Literally, like Buzz Aldrin went to Antarctica and then released a message. I don't know if it was a tweet or a letter. It said some crazy stuff like they're there. You know, everybody should be like crazy scared, and then deleted it. There's like a whole bunch of stuff around that. But for some reason, pyramids are linked to not only stuff in history that we know, but a lot of stuff that we don't know. And there's like, you know, the theory of Atlantis. There is a theory that there is a crystal pyramid in the Bermuda Triangle. So it says that obviously the Bermuda Triangle is known for a series of mysterious incidents, such as the sinking of a Navy cargo ship in 1918. Paranormal enthusiasts claim that the area is cursed. You know, UFO fans have started sharing something that might prove them right, a report of a huge crystal pyramid under the sea. They're saying that Dr. Meyer Verlag, an oceanographer, discovered a giant crystal pyramid using sonar. The pyramid was found at a depth of 2,000 meters. It said that scientists could also determine that the giants are made of crystal-like substances, so it may not really be that. But it says, you will be surprised to hear this, but the pyramids are three times bigger than the Great Pyramid of Cheops. Never seen that before. But it's bigger than the ones we have on land. It says Dr. Meyer Verlag says that basically there's a bunch of mysteries around why this would be here. But it says that there may be a rational explanation after a Norwegian study that found a series of craters on the seabed, which they believe were created by bubbles of methane popping under the seabed.
Interesting. You said one of these conspiracy theories you said is false.
He got one is false, right?
Yeah, one. One of them was true.
One
top.
Of them is true and two one of them false.
No, one of them, no, one no, one out of the three is true. So
he said two, okay. So one of them two has to be true. By, so now and that is one. Super feasible. Anything dealing with what they found on the bottom of the ocean, y'all hear about that big extra Europe they found?
It's extra Europe?
An extra piece of Europe. They found it underwater. You guys can Google this. They found another, like, a big-ass massive land that essentially sunk. And they're saying maybe this could be the city of Atlantis.
Atlantis?
But it's huger than it. It's way bigger than it. This is a fucking piece of Europe.
Jesus
that
Christ.
That is underwater.
And that makes sense because sea levels raise and lower all the time. And if you think about it, they're saying that California or Florida will be underwater pretty soon.
Very soon.
So it's like, think about it. If a thousand years from now, people are like, oh, the ancient, you know, land of California. Like, if it happens, it happens. And that's how people will start talking about it,
people
like a folklore.
People start talking about Crips so elegantly. Where they were the Crips? See, nah, I just, right? There were Crips there, you know, but that's crazy.
Ancient gangs and shit?
Yeah.
All right, so third story.
Hold on one second.
I'm sorry.
I'm looking up this ancient. I mean, the
land.
Well,
one of them's false, so don't.
You can't be looking up stuff.
Why not Europe? I was talking about the Europe.
Yeah.
I wanted to see
look
this.
Look up the information because you want the images.
Oh snap! You're right. You're right. 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 My bad. Because this is it's crazy to find out all of this stuff on when we're doing these shows. Because I didn't even heard about the Greater Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Adria.
The size of Greenland.
The size of Greenland is underwater off the coast of the southern coast of Europe.
And there's
and
stuff
the north
on there?
Coast of Africa. Wow. That's says to be about 140 million years old.
And there were just people walking around and shit. Mm-hmm. And that's what's crazy because we're even discovering in America a lot of man-made lakes were over, like, full towns that were like full of black people or Native Americans
Central
that
Park.
White people either killed off or Central Park. Yep, that's a big one. But there was like a bunch of them that started coming out where it's just like, hey, you know this lake right here? Oh, what's the haunted lake? That's like famous
Erie.
Lady.
It's not Lake Erie.
A famous lady just died there.
Oh, you talk about she's with her son.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about
Lake Lanier.
Oh yeah,
it's like Lanier or something.
Yeah,
they're saying that was literally if you go down there, there's trees and like a town because it was a black town that white people were just like,
they
you
just
know what, y'all
it?
Doing too good over here.
Probably broke a dam or something like
that. Ran them out and then basically just filled it with water. So there's just like lakes that people play at and jet ski at that was literally a town of people just like you know thriving and stuff. But then you know a group of white people would come in and just like you know. Run them out, and then now it's a land park.
That's so crazy. Like all of this.
No, they say that like people have felt hands and shit grabbing them because it's like there's a bunch of dead people down there.
All of this new information coming out. I mean, obviously thanks to the internet and other thing, and people just being able to share information, like the information about Quip. Okay, normally when you brush your teeth. You're just in there. You're just aimlessly brushing your teeth. You don't know how long you're doing it. You're just doing it, right? Because you were told to do it. Well, Quip has changed the toothbrushing method, okay?
Tell
Quip, you press a button, it's electric toothbrush, and it literally vibrates the entire time that you're supposed to be brushing your teeth, okay? I love Quip. One, because it tells me how long I'm actually brushing my teeth. Also, it sticks to the mirror, so I remember every time I walk in there to brush my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I have one for home, and I also have one for travel. And because it sticks to the mirror, I never forget it, because I've definitely forgot toothbrushes, toothpaste, all of that type of stuff while I'm on the road and traveling and things like that. But Quip is so new age. You change your, you can sign a subscription, and you get the toothbrush, the heads of the toothbrush sent to you automatically. It's time sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist recommended 2-minute clean. It's lightweight, it's sleek. There are no wires and no bulky chargers or anything to weigh you down.
Oh yeah.
You replace the battery when it needs to be replaced and you keep it moving. The multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount is amazing for less clutter. And reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues. My one at home is like white and green. The one that I take on the road is like all black.
Boom.
Super sleek, super amazing. I love it. You guys should check it out. And also, it's a great holiday gift. You know what I'm saying? Like hygiene, personal oral hygiene is big. Okay,
yep.
Don't think because we've been wearing masks for the last month and last year and a half, two years. You're not safe with these masks. Yo, you will turn nose deaf, but everybody else around you can smell your breath. All right, so this is
true.
a great gift. for the holidays. You can check that out right now. They also offer other things. You got refillable gum that's sugar-free. They also offer refillable floss that replaces over 180 disposable picks with every refill. They got refillable mouthwash that's a four-time concentrate that's good for you and the planet. So you got tons of options right now, okay? And electric toothbrush is starting at just $25. You won't be paying through the teeth for better oral hygiene. So right now, getquip.com/DIYS. That's right. Getquip.com/DIYS. And your first refill at getquip.com. It's completely free. So go to first refill free at getquip.com/DIYS. getquip.com/DIYS and get your first refill for free.
Yeah.
You understand me? Holla at them.
Quip.
See a refill.
Quip.
I don't like your ad.
Quip.
Just let it go.
No. I love the ad, how you read it, you know, but it's just like you refill. You just be like, you know, and that's what I feel about the same way these people is under this water and they dead. Just like Quip. When you brush your teeth, I'm like, oh, hey,
that's a talent, sir.
I do agree.
That's how
but
I have
no.
to.
Okay, so are we done with that the second one?
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, so do you have anything to say about it? Or you want to do the third?
I have to say about it, but I want to wait. What's the third one?
No. Tell me what you think.
So here's
Crystal
the thing.
Pyramids.
I think that whatever is going on, like, everything that we do in this world is to recreate these energies, right? So let's say, like, you want to create a time machine, and okay. or you want to make a portal, right? You need to have the portals, but that portal is nothing. There's no brand new energy, mm-hmm. So you're really harnessing pieces of energy that you need to create. So there's always an organic source of everything that we can think of. There's an organic source for that.
Mm-hmm.
It rains diamonds on Jupiter. If you wanted to send a space thing up there and get a scoop up a bunch of diamonds, in that world, diamonds aren't shit, obviously,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of worlds don't have water. So it rains water here. Imagine on that world, their wife wears a little bubble of water on her finger because, like, this is water. He loves me. It's just different. There are no new elements. It's just that certain environments create elements and create energies differently.
Mm.
I said that to say that it's like things don't just disappear. Right, there was a Navy experiment where they made a ship disappear. You guys heard of this one?
Mm-mm.
Which one?
I can't think of it. They made a ship disappear for a couple minutes, but when it came back, all the people were inside the ship.
Philadelphia experiment. They made a couple movies about that.
Right. Then they made the one where
Wait, what is that? I've heard of that.
They tried to do like a secret cloaking device during mm-hmm. World War II, I think.
Yeah.
And like it went wrong. And like, I don't know if it's actually happened. I just know that's what the movie
says.
They
tapped into this energy. So what happened was they wanted to be like this. Imagine that we're at war
mm-hmm.
and I can drive an invisible boat right up to your shores and then attack.
Mm-hmm.
Using cloaking. Now, they could have used mirrors or whatever, but they wanted to use like an energy field that would basically
to deflect radar, I think. Because that was the big thing in World War II,
right.
was radar.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did was they made the ship disappear for a couple of minutes. Trace, gone. When it came back the first time, the soldiers, when it rematerialized, they were merged in the ship. So their bodies were like in the wall, coming mm-hmm. out of the floor, a foot coming out, and because it was just atoms that got
arranged,
like,
yeah.
Then, I think it was Einstein who was working on this with them. They said, let's up the juice. And I think they lost a ship for like years. And it came back to that spot like 40-something years later.
What's the name of this one?
The Philadelphia Experiment. What I'm trying to say is this. The reason why I believe this is because the Bermuda Triangle seems to have energy there that we've been trying to recreate for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a natural source. And just like the first thing you said was the Aquaman crystals, which I don't agree 100% with because a crystal, how can it store something? How can you get anything off of it? How can they even hope to harness it other than put it inside of a tank with the energy, the oxygen inside of it? Anyway, but the reason why that's a good one is because people understand the power of crystals. People understand
mm-hmm.
the power that a crystal can harness, and therefore, if this is a crystallized pyramid, then the power that it could probably harness is crazy, and this could literally be a fucking portal to another world.
Mm.
I think that... That's what I think. I think that there's portals to other planets here. People go there, and they can't get back for whatever reason. they might only be going for a couple minutes, like manifest. But to us, they're going for years and years and years. We never see them again. They're missing. To us, they're dead. Right? Like, time travel exists. And it has something to do with light years. You can come out of this planet, go light years to another place. It might take you 5 years. You come back, it's been 50.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like...
That thing is... That still blows my mind.
Right.
Space travel with, like, compared to actual time. Yeah. It's just like, God damn, Einstein was telling the truth.
Yeah. And then you think about this, though. Like, we don't know what's at the bottom of the ocean. And I think that if you get down there... It might be something
pretty messed
else,
up.
Like
it's
a whole
messed
other
up.
Civilization.
Well, it's
I
a whole other
so
world
too.
If you look at any of the species of fish that live down there. They're
right.
Completely
angler
different.
Fish.
And they be washing up, and they have, they're either like invisible or they have a way to create light themselves, and that's just like on the scratching the surface, you know?
And I almost feel like the fish that we know, the dolphins and whales and that, what if they're birds?
Yeah.
Because they're high.
Oh, because they're in the air?
They're in the sky, quote unquote.
I just literally did some research on that and did a video on it because it's like somebody on Twitter saw a video I did and said, like, what if fish that get caught, tagged, and thrown back, like, that's their version of an alien abduction.
Oh, it's 100%. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this weird species, us, with hands, pulls them out of the ocean, tags them with something which is like a probe, and then just sends them back. And if they had the intelligence, they would probably go back to their school of fish and be like, nigga?
Yeah.
And you know, one fish like it's always one fish like, cap.
That's all cap.
But that's
fish.
Us. That's all the people who are like, you got abducted? Yeah, fucking right, you know?
Anglerfish. They look like they're about this big with the thing over them, right? Look up. Anglerfish are about the size of a fucking Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Oh, they're
really?
Huge?
They can get really, really big.
Wait, really? They're that big?
Yes. I didn't know they were that big.
I thought they were like regular fish size.
They're like basketball. No, they could be the size of a fucking Volkswagen Beetle. Anglerfish.
Size.
That's a lot.
Images, go to images.
Is there one next to a human, though?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Damn.
That's a real one?
That's a real one. That's an anglerfish.
How big is the largest anglerfish?
Yo, can you send that to Keenan? I feel like they got to see this.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I literally thought that they were like the size of like
a
big fish.
Could eat you.
Wow.
They're already really scary. Like the fact that there's a fish with a flashlight. Like, who are you?
Not even a flashlight, though. One of them old, like, slave lanterns.
Oh, it's a lure.
Lantern.
It's
like, I'm running around like, who the hell is in my yacht?
He flexes it like a muscle, and it just moves around? Nah,
who's
fam.
In my ocean? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking crazy. A big-ass oil lantern.
You know what's crazy? With all of these conspiracy theories and all of these myths, potential myths and all of that, it's crazy to think that people still think guys don't care about skincare.
No,
that's a myth, guys.
We
absolutely do. We care about how we look. We care about how we smell, which is why I use Curology. I use Curology faithfully every day, every morning, every night. I use the wash. I use they have a daytime moisturizer in the daytime, and they have a nighttime moisturizer. It feels crazy to say I have a face regimen with Curology, but when you see the results, the freckles are frackling.
Clear skin out here.
I gotta protect my ginger heritage, and I do it with Curology. Guys, if you've been opting out of skincare, it is time to get with it, okay? Don't be left in the darkness when we are starting to shine right now, okay?
That's right.
This is our time to get it together, all right? Curology makes skincare effortless. They create a custom skincare formula for your skin goals, all right? Plus, they've got cleansers and moisturizers that are easy on your skin and super easy to use. Everything ships right to your door. Your first 30 days are free. You heard right. First 30 days are free. You just have to cover $5 for shipping and handling. Sign up for Curology in minutes by sharing your skin type and your skin goals, and your licensed dermatology provider can create a custom formula made just for you. And when I tell you, they're going to ask you everything like, are you a naturally oily person? Are you a person that sweats? What are your goals? You want to, you know, have a better skin quality? You want to have a shinier skin? They're going to ask you all that type of stuff. But just be honest about it. This ain't like the doctor when they be asking you, like, hey, so how much do you drink? And all that. Nah, no, we ain't doing all that. Be honest and tell them what you really want. If you're a sweaty person, tell them that. You got oily skin, tell them that. Because the formula they're going to create is going to be based on your answers. If you got dark
dark spots, you want to get rid of that, tell them all of that type of information. They got other amazing products that you can also subscribe with. They got an acne body wash, emergency spot patches, so you can keep keep it plain, keep it simple, or you can get a little more in depth with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Curology. Like, I take it on the road with me. I also
Are you
have
some
one,
today?
Like, yeah, I take it on the road with me. I also have one at the crib that's just like, that's my stationary one.
That moisturizer.
Listen,
though,
man, I'm telling you, fellas, it's time for us to take our rightful place on the skincare throne.
Mm-hmm.
Do it today by signing up for Curology. And like I said, you get your first 30 days for free.
Ooh,
you get the 30-day trial
you?
For free. All you have to do is
why
pay $5 for shipping and handling. So go to Curology.com/DIYS to unlock your free 30-day trial. Again, that's Curology, Curology.com/DIYS to unlock your free 30-day trial. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping and handling.
Y'all ask us to drop the skincare regimen all the time anyways. So yeah, we doing it. In the ad version.
Dang. Versus skincare. Next thing you know, dude is going to the OBDYN.
OB
dermatologist?
It is?
There's a male doctor out there.
For what? Vaginas?
Open them balls up. But I see, here's your problem right here. Open these nuts like up.
Let me check these nuts.
Yeah, buddy. That's all they do is juggle your shit. We be like, yay!
If your doctor's doing that, there may be a lawsuit
involved. Lawsuit, for sure.
Depending on how she look.
She.
All right.
The third story right now is a woman. You know what? Let me read this the right way, because this doesn't have the engaging title that I need. Okay. So this is based off of a woman who gave birth to 3 children, okay? They tested these children's DNA and found out that none of it was hers.
I read this fucking story, so I know this one is true.
Fam, despite being monitored
mm-hmm.
while she gave birth,
mm-hmm.
she was charged with benefits fraud.
Yes.
Which means that someone was in the room when she passed these babies through her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And still charged her with benefits fraud until it was discovered that she carried 2 complete sets of DNA.
Interesting.
What does that mean?
She's a fucking android.
She's an alien.
She
no, she's
carried
an alien.
2
she
people's pregnant. DNA.
She got pregnant by Dr. Manhattan.
She was not the father. She was not the mother of the children she passed
is
through
this the
her.
Fake one?
No, this is real.
No,
I read this. I read this
she
a couple days
this.
Ago.
She looked like
so I don't know.
One of these, 2 of these is false. And
well,
one
I don't
there,
know. So I don't know, because Snopes could tell you a true story and
this
then say
true.
At the end that it's false. So
true,
it depends.
True.
This could be a fake
well, and
story.
And most of these are probably derived from some sort of truth. So,
listen, every
it
time a white woman
news.
Give birth to a surprise black baby, it gotta be some bull. Well, I don't even listen, Charles. I swear to God,
that is crazy. Well, have you heard about the Nigerian family that gave birth to a white blue eyed baby?
But you do understand
yeah,
that what they say that can happen.
The way genetics
yeah,
work.
No. That's what they figured out with like science. Like that was actually that. Like obviously, if that was born, you'd be like, this bitch cheated.
But you know what they say, though? They say that in original, those babies were cast and they were given to some people that lived in the mountains of Caucasus, and they would let those kids grow up as Caucasians.
Is that... That sounds fake. I know the Caucasus Mountains is a joke that is used a lot.
Right,
but... with Slink.
Caucasian, that basically, like... They would give all those babies.
But that would
away.
That would imp-
and then those
imply
grew
that
up
all
and came
white
back,
people.
Like, remember us, motherfucker? Remember us?
That would imply that all white people are just albino versions of other races.
Well, now when they start doing it to them. So, I mean, think about the first fucking Merle Frenchie. Like, what the fuck are the spots? Next thing you know, it's like, put it with another spot one, 8 more thousand.
I just think that adds to white privilege. Like, I think that white is its own thing, but
if
there's also a rare condition.
If you know that they're really black, they're going to take over. Yeah!
But
fucker,
think about...
Black Lives Matter!
Think yeah. about albinos, though. Like, even with animals, like, every animal, every species, there is a mutation where they just come out white. Even though white people are their own thing, you could still have a moose
well,
come out as
so,
just straight up
so there
white.
There are albino. There is albino, and then there's white. That's
I gotta
not
tell
the same
you for
thing.
This.
Albino is the lack of pigment.
Yeah, it's when you've got white hair, white skin.
Right,
it's like,
lack
it's
of
like
pigment.
Super pale.
Albinos are a little bit creamier than white people.
Yeah.
A little bit creamy. It's like a cup of white people coffee with extra creamer.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Tahir just Googled.
You said chill out.
Chill out.
Tahir just said chill out.
He just Googled redheads. He just Googled redheads. How many people that have red? And he found out how rare he
is. Yeah.
That nigga checked his own rarity?
I wanted to get the numbers right because I already knew. Like, we make up less than 2% of the global population.
Yeah.
That nigga checked his rare.
I'm rare, nigga.
He's rare.
I'm an endangered species damn near.
So are you like a dark-skinned albino?
That nigga said.
Is that kind of what it is?
He heard us talking about albino mooses and was like, let me check my rarity.
Let me see.
How common is Tahir?
Wow. I'm low-key hating because I know that there's nothing about me that makes me rare.
That would be 50% of the population.
There's nothing about anybody in this room besides Tahir that makes rare.
I'm left-handed and it's only like 13%.
Okay, left-handed. Okay. I got nothing.
My eyes are huge.
No, that don't count.
That don't count?
No.
I have 20/20 vision and they're huge. If I had to wear glasses,
my dick is like, 6 feet. I'm not better than anybody.
That's
6 feet?
That's horrible.
That's a tumor, my boy.
That's horrible.
I've gone on.
You can't never get a pussy. No, I'm okay. Thank you for dinner, Patrick.
That is not true.
Thank you for dinner, Patrick.
Do not slide in my DMs thinking that is true. That is not true.
They say gingers with blue eyes are the most rarest people in the world.
Redhead, blue eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd make a wish if I met that nigga.
Yeah, I bet so. You fucking target. Fire and ice.
I make a fucking wish.
Jesus Christ.
Only 1 million of them in the world.
You were only 140
million. How you know? Do I have a little family reunion every year and have like...
I'm not telling you, nigga, you ain't coming.
That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Fairy, if you want to know where Tahir goes once a year, he come back with that one extra freckle. Gotta be my cousin.
All right, so let me get into this story. This was a woman named Lydia Fairchild.
Cheating ass bitch.
When did they do the DNA test that figured this out?
Okay, so she was a proud mother who faced some of the most unique and unusual challenges. She literally gave birth to triplets. Three people that did not have her DNA.
Did they all have the same DNA themselves?
I'm not sure. One second. So Fairchild was unemployed and applying for public assistance in the state of Washington. And as a part of the process, everyone in her family had to be tested to prove they were all related. Okay, so that makes sense. It was a little bit intrusive, but... the Department of Social Services contacted Fairchild and wanted her to come back for another meeting. She thought this would be a routine meeting, but it turned out to be something way more. When Fairchild found herself in the middle of an interrogation where she was being asked to prove her identity. Now, to give birth and then just be like, all right, yeah, this is my family. And then to be called back in for like interrogation, like, is this really your family? It's pretty wild. So now she's a suspect in a crime. She came in for the meeting with the Department of Social Services and was immediately being interrogated by them, drilled with question after question. She didn't understand what was going on or why it was happening. Imagine going through your entire life knowing who you are, knowing you have never done anything wrong, and now suddenly you're being questioned about your identity. She only applied for state assistance because she was unemployed and needed help. But I don't know where she was being made out to be the criminal, a criminal of some sort.
Bitch got two DNAs and you can't find one job? Bullshit.
So the mandatory DNA tests the family took as they sought assistance were about to rock Fairchild and her family to the core. The results of the test proved that Fairchild's boyfriend was indeed the father of their children. And yes, all of the children were related. So they were related to each other. But unbelievably, according to the test, she was not the mother of her own children. So the father checked out. The siblings checked out, but she was not the mother, which is the most confusing part. That's never the part that's argued about. So she's certain this was a mistake. She said that she carried those children and delivered them. They went through the pains, ups and downs with them, but the DNA tests are 100% right, and they don't lie. So
the only way for that to have happened would be someone to take someone else's egg and put it in her.
In her, which is like, when did that happen? Yeah, and why would you do that for any type of gang?
I call bullshit because when is the last time somebody checked the DNA of the mother? Like, why would you even do that? Why would public assistance?
Usually they don't. But I'm just saying, in the case of her whole job, they had to prove the relation.
Who would have to prove that?
But that's what I'm saying. They tested the other people first and then tested her to see if they were connected. It wasn't like...
You see what I'm saying? Like, who would do that? That's like saying, like, man, how can I give you something? It's kind of like, I don't know if redundant is even the right word, but it's like,
but I mean,
because it's so rare,
it's just the matching of it.
So much to make that happen in a way that like would make sense would take so much legwork to like first you have to impregnate someone, and then you have to take the egg, make and like we don't know if it's going to split into three. I'm assuming they're identical twins, so that means the egg splits into three. But you have to take that, then put
these
it
kids
into
ain't
the,
twins. These kids are like different ages.
Yeah, oh, I don't think they're. I don't think they're twins.
So she didn't have them at the same time. She's had three.
Yeah,
kids
but they all checked out in being related to each other and the father.
So she had three births at different times, and none of them were related to her, is what you're saying.
Either, I'm not 100% sure, but either way, it seems like she gave birth to three children that didn't have her TNA, and they
that's
were
so
like, what the fuck?
Can I tell you?
That's like a mastermind.
His side chick might have a very short pussy, and his dick get all the way to the egg. He's pulling the egg out, and then nutting the egg into his bitch at home.
That's great, but that's not how it works.
I mean, you think not until you...
You think that his dick absorbed the egg and shot it into somebody else and impregnated it?
Hell yeah.
It.
I mean, so Hippie put in there that she could be a Chimera, I think, or Chimera. So she could
she's
have
not
had
a deep fried burrito.
She could have been a twin, and she absorbed the twin, and so she has two sets of DNA. And it's
but
the
no,
twins
no, but see
DNA.
That doesn't
Holy
make.
Shit.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. But a twin, if you twins technically have the same set of DNA. If you're an identical twin,
so you couldn't tell the difference between
so
one another.
If you're an identical twin, you're a clone of each other. Is mm-hmm. literally what that is.
Yeah,
but
if you're fraternal, that means you are different. You have different DNA.
Right, but if you're identical and you commit a crime and your hair falls out,
they
could
they could
arrest
the
person.
They could accuse the other person. Yeah.
Well, I mean that makes sense. It's the same nigga.
And they got one of them fucking. But look, here's the thing though.
one of them could not be evil though.
The other one will feel bad, and that's his prison. But we got you.
That's his prison.
Here's the thing, though. What if she is a Siamese top bottom, so that's her twin's pussy?
Oh, I see. I see where you're going.
You know what I'm saying? That's the twin pussy.
Okay, Pat. Which ones are false and which ones?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Just the charger.
Okay.
Because I want to know if I'm thinking too hard about something that's proven false.
So let's just keep going with it then. All right. So she was, you know, the mother was afraid because this could lead to prison time and her kids being taken away from her. But she was just like, how could I be guilty when I gave birth in front of people, you know?
Right.
So she became to parent.
Oh, and the husband is black. We got to notice that she's white and the dude is black. Very black.
I did not know that, actually. So, yes. She knew her life. So she did the only thing she could think to do. She went to find proof. Old photos, birth certificates, everything she could do to prove that she carried and given birth to her own children. It's an unbelievable scenario for any mother to be placed in. But then she told her parents, and their reactions were about exactly what you'd expect. I thought she was joking when she started crying on the phone, but then it's got to be a mistake, blah, 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 blah. She called the doctors, but it didn't matter. So she took a DNA test. The DNA was completely different. So it was really just like a big deal. But she caught a break out of nowhere. Some Boston woman by the name of Karen Keegan underwent the same situation. She was in need of a kidney transplant when her doctors called her back to inform her that her children didn't match her DNA. She was tested and asked the same questions as Fairchild, and there was no explanation of how she couldn't be the mother of their children. This is why this type of data is important, because now if there's another case, you can compare it just drowning the person who this happens to because you think they're a witch.
If there's two, that means there's
when
quite
shit
a few.
Like this happens, though, we have to question the fact that DNA is
that we don't understand it completely.
Exactly, like DNA is a form of measurement. It's literally like,
oh my god,
like
damn, it's still going.
No, you guys were actually right. Basically, she was a twin.
Hippie
Tahir
was
1,000% correct.
It was Hippie. She came up with that.
It says that Keegan was supposed to be a twin, but while she was in her mother's womb, the two fertilized eggs fused, turning two twins into one person, but with two separate trans
of
DNA.
So instead of the splitting, it was two separate eggs that combined.
That means that when twins form, you're technically... not even technically, you are literally two people walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With two different things of DNA.
That's why.
You could commit crimes and no one would
know. Yeah, but that's why the pussy It's probably not even hers. Pussy probably her sister's.
The one she observed. Who knows? Well, if she has them simultaneously, does she
fucking her is a threesome, and I would claim it as such. Man, I got these two bitches in my past to see.
That is funny as hell. Hey, this threesome is fire as hell, even though there's two people here. Yeah. All right, so
let's say that one was true, and the underground pyramid in the Bermuda Triangle.
That one I don't same buy thing. As much. I feel
same
like
thing.
There's too many things that were answering questions that I didn't have.
But there's also the Aquaman crystals that let you breathe underwater. That, so Aquaman crystals that breathe underwater, let you breathe underwater, a crystal pyramid that's just underwater and the relations are just what they are, or the mother giving birth to three people.
That was real.
Who have this separate DNA.
That one's real.
You said only,
so you
said only one is true?
Only one is true.
That was true. Okay.
You think that
multiple,
one's true?
That one's
multiple
true.
Multiple personality disorder, bipolar. I don't know, I mean, maybe not bipolar, but multiple personality schizo. This could be like, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
Well, we don't know enough about our own brains in that sense.
Exactly. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyway, I think the underground, here's why. Something is going on in the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm. That's fact.
Anything that leads to explaining that, and also has elements of things that we already understand, lends me to believe that I can, you know, saying like crystals, when they're not separated from their source, this is very important. Like the crystals we walk around in our pockets and shit, they might be dead.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Real
like a cave
crystal
yeah.
That's in its element, that's growing and harnessing the same energy that it was meant to have.
Not the ones you buy from Amazon.
Not the ones you got from Amazon or down in fucking Venice Beach.
Them raw crystals.
Raw, that's still
they got some shit in them.
The same way that a vegetable would grow or, you know what I'm saying, like flowers are alive when they're connected to that source.
But once you cut it,
You think the vegetables have some crazy properties that we kill when we try to eat them?
Well, you never know. You heard about dandelions and how the government...
No, I haven't heard about dandelions.
What?
No, I haven't heard about dandelions.
The conspiracy is that the government has been demonizing dandelions to us, even though dandelions and the dandelion root is literally, like, it could cure so much shit.
Yeah, the Native Americans use dandelions for a lot of things.
They make us kill dandelions with the weed killer. The weed killer is almost like a cancer-inducing chemical, which the pharmaceutical companies rely on for us to get sick. Dandelions would damn near.
I've not heard this tie together.
Yeah, like, and so it's like the government knew this, didn't do anything about it, still let us kill our dandelions. Your medicine is growing in your yard. It's crazy.
I never heard of that, but that might be.
I mean, the dandelions.
That might be a reason to bring you back on the show. Let's talk about dandelions.
Shit,
he's reading it right now.
The conspiracy.
No, I just looked
wicked
it up.
Weeds.
I just don't want to even read it right now.
This is
after
a lot of fucking.
So Pat,
conspiracy.
Tell me which one's true. Which one's
all right? Wrong. So what guess is how many ads do we have left?
All of them done.
Okay, so what y'all think?
Well,
I think the last one was real.
I think the DNA one is real. The other two are false. But I mean,
both
all
are
of
false.
Them, all of them are surrounding some form of truth. Like something is, there is something in the Bermuda
one
Triangle.
Of them is not true.
Let's see, one of them.
Well,
of them.
Actually, I'm not even going to lie.
One of them they say is not true.
But actually, I'm not even going to lie because the one that I say isn't true is there's one site that says, like, this isn't true. But all the other ones say that, like, either science is saying it or not outright saying it. Or, you know what I mean? Because, like, when I read it, okay, just.
Hold on. Aquaman crystals. It has to be. I'm going to tell you why before you even say it. Because I might be
as
wrong.
The fault. Okay.
I think that's the false one because it's hypothesis based. Think about it, like
because we haven't actually used these rocks to breathe underwater. It's that they potentially can be used. I think there is a rock probably that can like absorb oxygen and hold it.
Yeah,
we've not tapped into how to release that in any way that's useful.
Crystal pyramid is also hypothesis because they said that the sonar that they used it could just be certain deposits of something. And not an actual pyramid, but they think that it's a pyramid.
Hey, why would a pyramid just form? Unless that's what they're...
Unless it was no water there at that time, you know?
Which is skyscrapers,
possibly
though.
True. Huh? Which is possibly true. The Earth's been changing since we've been on.
Yeah, I don't think any early man swam down there and made a pyramid.
No,
you know what I mean?
Probably the water level was lower.
Yeah, water level was probably... Yeah.
Because the Grand Canyon was filled with water at one point. That's how it got to be the Grand Canyon.
Well, if you think about it, if they were flying over the Bermuda Triangle specifically that much, then it must have been an area of the world where you had to pass a lot, which could you could probably make the argument that this was a land surface that you had to pass thing through.
Like a hub mm-hmm. that everybody
you know what I mean? Like
through?
Now it's just underwater and you still have to pass through there, because I would think that if there's just a random part of the ocean that had a crystal pyramid above it and anybody who flew across it was or swam across it or boated across it was fucked, I would assume that maybe like if you went out of your way and passed these things and like, okay, maybe it's cursed. But like the fact that it was like people for some reason had to pass there, it probably was really important, which means probably it was above land at some time. There yeah. is that,
that
argument.
Sense. Yeah.
So are you saying false. That two are true or two are false?
One, only one is false,
okay,
even
so
though
one,
all three
okay.
of them
Got
were
it.
Crazy.
Which one have they said is false?
Which one is false?
Should I just say it?
Yeah.
Okay. The false out of these three is the Crystal Pyramid underneath.
Okay. That's the one I thought was false because there was too
underneath
many,
the Bermuda
there
Triangle.
There were too many factors you were bringing in that weren't as related to it that like I was like I don't ask that question. So I feel
yep.
like when conspiracy theories have too many things that are answered, I'm like this feels fishy.
Well, that great point. That basically means that there was a mother who gave birth to three
yeah.
children that there that was
yeah.
not there.
Yeah,
like Tahir said.
That one's the mm-hmm. most.
But
you
the craziest part,
you know, that yeah. shit is true.
The crazy part is that there is a type of crystal where if you take a handful of it out, you could take all of the oxygen out of a room.
Yeah, that's
and I assume we're gonna see that technology in scuba diving and make mm-hmm. let them
yeah.
breathe longer, or in medicine, like
or
they said, cancer patients, but. The fact that there are, I'll pull it up right now, it's right here. The fact that there are multiple scientists that think that these, quote, and I think it sucks because they call them Aquaman crystals, which makes it seem like
yeah.
it's fake.
Right.
Exactly. As opposed to like X93.
I mean, they could be wanting people to think they're fake so that they don't get into
I
it.
I mean, I could see that, but it's also like what science always does is like these are the CX93
yeah,
crystals.
And no one wants to call that.
Right, but it's also like you read this and you're like, Aquaman crystals should sustain breathing underwater. It sounds so fake.
It does,
so do
but it
the,
is not.
Do you put the bitch in your mouth?
So basically,
I don't know
so
how
there
it
are
happens.
Rocks that form. So there, I'm sure there are deposits of rocks that form that basically, when they're around oxygen, they suck it in, and that's natural. I don't think we've accessed on how to like tap the oxygen that's held within the rock yet, and that's like what you have.
Because
to
they store it for later.
It's stored, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just like, what the fuck is happening in natural nature?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That we can tap.
Though. You said that the government said that we're trading our resources for.
That technology.
Their
yes,
technology,
that was
right?
that was a separate. That was okay, and I'll send you the link. There's a Canadian Prime Minister of Defense that started seeing these papers go through his desk, and he was just like, "What the hell?" And he went on camera and basically talked about everything that was happening.
But what I'm saying is that, and then you said that the Grand Canyon used to be filled with water.
That's why.
If you understand
yeah.
the evaporation cycle, water is just going to stay and go and go.
Yeah.
If anything, it's going to grow more.
The water
right.
that's on the Earth has always been on the Earth.
But that's what I'm
right.
saying, though. But this is the water planet. Right? Hear me out. This is my hypothesis. This is my own conspiracy theory. This is the water planet. We are the water people. Right? We cry tears. Our bodies are 75% water. Right? Everything about us is water. And
okay.
this is the water planet.
Okay.
You look at places like Venus, that's the gas planet.
Mm-hmm.
Their people could be literally made of vapors.
Yeah.
And that's how they operate. Now, we talk about visitors coming to our planet. We think that we see ghosts. Vapor-esque people.
It could be them.
It could be them.
Well, no, I don't believe that.
But I'm saying, hold on. Because we're on this planet that is almost responsible for its own element that we can't seem to find anywhere else. For example, Jupiter's all ice. Which means that it was water.
Right.
Right? But it's like, there's no planet that has this liquid water. That's like saying, like, if you want some cocaine, you want cocaine. You don't want crack.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the coke, you got to get the coke. Like, you go to Peru or wherever you go. This is where the water is at. I feel like big bodies of water have gone missing on this planet, and I feel like we've given them to people. We've given them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, we've literally...
No. The Grand Canyon, the water in the Grand Canyon is what it's saying.
Where the fuck is it?
Well, there's a river. If you go to the very bottom, there
yeah,
used
no,
to be
yeah,
a river, and that's what cut it.
But it's
like, have you ever seen the LA River? And it's like
Because it used
damn,
to be,
I mean, this used to be a river, but right. now it's just like this little stream. It almost looks like it looks like piss. Yeah,
we drank it all.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like...
Did we drink it all?
I mean, that's what they said.
So then why didn't we piss it?
Well, you know, it melted all of the... we melted the ice caps, and basically because those are so small now, that's why it's a stream. Because it used to be because of... I mean, the water would come from the ice caps, and then you'd have a river because it's melting. Does that make sense? So the ice cap in the mountain melts, and then it forms a river down the mountain.
Right.
That's where it came from. But because those have gotten so low, there's not a lot of water, so that's why the river is so small.
Wow.
But my point is that we are the beings of this planet.
Wow.
We go to other planets looking for life, the way that we understand life to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can't ever find it because we're looking for life to be living and
look just like us.
Yeah, not even look like us, but like have the same compound.
That's where the whole like Goldilocks theory of that the Earth is in a very specific point in space, and if you moved it like an inch, everyone
would
die.
Nothing would happen. Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
We're in like the ideal situation for our life to exist. So other
our
planets,
life, though,
for
right.
other planets would be in their ideal situation mm-hmm. for life to exist on that planet.
And so we would have to literally look for like you know like below the surface. Like for example, if the surface is cold, just like Hollow Earth theory, they say that shit lives inside of our Earth.
Right.
Getting warm from our core.
Right.
So we look on the surface of other planets that are so far away from the sun that it's impossible for anything, but we're not looking inside of
yeah.
anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until we get boots on the ground on Mars to actually
look, yeah.
Like we that. Need to go on Mars and moon and other shit and be like, yo, we here for sure. Now do y'all conspiracy theories. Because it's just like, fam, the fact that y'all been once and haven't been back is just like, y'all leaving us conspiracy theorists
well, the
in
moon,
the dark.
The moon for us was boring because the moon
I don't,
is a piece of Earth.
But I don't like talking about it.
You
to
saw
be
the
honest.
Boots?
To
you
be
see
honest.
The boots on the bottom of the boots that don't match the grooves? Like, so they have Armstrong's boots, and they're so arrogantly put them in like a museum.
Mm-hmm.
The right. bottom of his boots do not match the grooves that's on the footsteps that they took pictures of on the moon.
Because it was a photo mm-hmm. op
we definitely went to the moon.
For Russia.
You think we did?
Yeah, I think we did. We definitely did.
Why?
Really?
Why do you
Why
think?
Because I definitely think we did.
Because of the amount of people who knew about it happening, and the amount of people who'd have to keep it secret that it didn't happen. By now, we would know. Like you don't. There's not enough people in the government who have kept that secret. Like I don't believe that.
All right. Well, listen. We're almost at 2 hours, so we actually have to get up out
Let's
of here,
go.
Man. Cam came in on his day off.
Yeah,
the studio's
your day
closed.
Off?
Yeah, the studio's closed.
Cam,
he came
thank
in
you,
just
man.
To rock with us. So thank y'all so much for watching.
Thank you so much, Cam.
Big shout out to our special guest, CP came through, blessed us with his presence, man. We had a great time with him.
Shout out to CP.
Shout out to the Scary Squad, man. We appreciate y'all for tapping in. Most of y'all stayed the entire time. My name is Tahir Moore.
My name is Patrick Cloud.
I'm CP, man. Y'all already know, man. Shout out to the CPs.
It's been another episode of Damn It, Isn't That Too Scary. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Ole do.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.